for granted all the times.
Hello and welcome in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. This is day three of the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Kentucky High School Athletic Association Girls Basketball Sweet 16. It's known as Elite Eight Day today and tonight. We have the quarterfinals starting with Bowling Green and McCracken County tipping off in 15 minutes. At 1:30 this afternoon, that's 12:30 Central, Butler against Franklin County. Tonight, 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 Central, Sacred Heart, the three-time defending state champion, goes against Bethlehem of Bardstown. And then in the nightcap at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, it's Cooper from Northern Kentucky going against Henderson County. It's been an interesting tournament thus far, and the excitement and the pace and the pressure only picks up as we go to this third day. On the call today, a couple of Hall of Famers, Morehead State University's voice in football and basketball, Chuck Meraz, and former great Morehead State University athlete, Julie Muntz, on the call for the game today. Chuck, back with the pregame thoughts of the respective head coaches as we continue. This is the Morgan and Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A-Metal.com.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Welcome back to the Girls Sweet 16. It's round two action featuring McCracken County against Bowling Green. We're joined by McCracken head coach Scott Sibbles. Well, Scott, first of all, congratulations on that first game win. Sometimes the first one can be the toughest.
Yes, sir. The first game is always the toughest in the tournament. I was really proud of our kids coming out and had a really good defensive effort against a very good Russell team. And so today will be the same way, hopefully. But I was very impressed with Claire Johnson and Reagan Hill yesterday. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say the defense was really good. What was the key there?
You know, Steele was an incredible player, and our goal was to keep her in front. And I felt like for most of the game, we kept her in front of us and really caused some issues there. We stayed aggressive, got some key rebounds, but also we got some scoring opportunities throughout the game and kind of got the game extended. Just very impressed with how our kids move within our defense. Our matchup zone is important to us, and so we can do some variety of things out of it, from trapping from different angles and moving certain kids. So, but today will be very important because Bowling Green's got a couple of really good shooters that we have to really, you know, pay attention to. We're very familiar with Coach Head's group. They're very well coached. We put them twice throughout the regular season, so we have a kind of an idea of what they may do, but they're a very good ball club.
You talk about the matchup zone. That's a difficult defense to learn, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's taken us a few years to kind of really implement, and so the kids are really bought in with that. And we can go man to man out of it. We can do some variety of things, some different looks out of it, Hopefully, you know, the key out of any kind of zone is rebounding. We've got to do a really good job today of getting boards on the backside, especially. That would be a key in this game today.
Well, I know this Bowling Green's kind of a grind-it-out team. They're going to grind you at both ends of the floor. Do you look for another lower-scoring contest?
Well, tempo's key, and we like to run a lot. So we're going to do our best to try to get the game up and down the floor. We know that tempo to them is also key as well. So it's very, very important that our press can maybe convert some deflections into steals into points. And so if we can find a way to do that, we feel good about today's. But we just can't get it into a one-possession game. We played them at their place at the end of the year. It was a one-possession game. So they'll be ready. We'll be ready. Hey, it's the Elite Eight. I mean, we're down the last few days of the regular season, or the entire season, excuse me. And so today is one of those games where you got to be your best at every position.
Scott, good luck.
Yes, sir. Have a good day. Thank you.
McCracken County Head Coach Scott Sibbles. I'm Chuck Mraz. More on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turflin for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Welcome back to round two action of this year's Girls Sweet 16. It's Bowling Green against McCracken County. We're joined by Calvin Head, the head coach for Bowling Green. First of all, Calvin, congratulations on that first round win over Owsley County. Good performance.
Thank you. We're very excited to come away with the win. It was a hard-fought battle, but I'm very, very, very proud of our girls for fighting.
Well, the big thing was you had to come from behind to win that game, and in a tough environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Owsley got off to a good start. I didn't think defensively we got off to a very good start. But I thought in the second quarter we settled down. Second and third quarter was our best defensive quarters, and it allowed us to stick around long enough to try to pull it out at the end.
Well, talk about your defense. I know that's one of the big keys for your ball club.
Yeah, you know, defensively, we just got to be tough. I mean, we've got to try to limit touches in certain spots. You know, we do a good job of trying to scout our opponent and see where they like to score the basketball from. And so our kids do a pretty good job of adhering to the scout. So, you know, defensively, we got to be great in order to be successful up here in the field of this teams.
Well, it seems like with the style you play, you have to have girls who are smart.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got to understand different actions that the teams are running and where we're supposed to be in our help spots and making sure we're sending their offensive players to the help spots. So there's a lot that goes with it. But, you know, we're in the field of eight now, and everyone's great up here. And if we want to be successful and try to advance, we've got to be great defensively.
Was it good just to get that first one out of the way?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got some kids, you know, our program's been here, but we got some kids that's playing for the first time in it. And, you know, there were some jitters there at the beginning. So I think now we're a little bit more settled. Hopefully we are. And, you know, we cannot get off to that same start against this hot McCracken County team. So hopefully we'll go out and have a little bit more better resolve at the beginning.
You played McCracken a couple of times, so you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, I have so much respect for Coach Civils and what he's done there in McCracken County and just the program that he's built. You know, they were in the championship game last year. You know, Claire Johnson and Mickey Buchanan are they're veterans to this, so we understand how tough it's going to be, but you know, we're excited about the challenge.
What do you expect today from them, and how do you counterpunch?
Well, you know, defensively, they're really good, and they can go on these runs offensively. So what we've got to do is we've got to make sure we take care of the basketball. They have some pressure defenses that they mix up a lot, and they're long up top. We've got to take care of the basketball, and we've got to try to limit what Claire and Buchanan gets as much as possible. That's a tough task. And then for us, we just got to be patient offensively and make sure that we get the ball to spots where we can be successful in scoring against their defense.
Calvin, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bowling Green head coach Calvin Head. I'm Chuck Mraz. More on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, Return, Refresh, Refuel, and by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Time now for the Clark's Pump & Shop starting lineups.
First of all, for 4th Region champions Bowling Green, who advanced out of the first round with a victory over Owsley County. Here's Coach Calvin Head's lineup. They're 24-10 on the year now. Three guards and two forwards. The first guard will be Natasha Alexander, a 5'9 senior. The second guard, Riley Campbell, a 5'9 senior. And the third guard is Natia Wardlow, a 5'1 junior. The two forwards are 5'7 senior Chloe Potter and 6' junior Katie Smiley. McCracken County now 30-5 after their first-round victory over Russell, the first region champions of Scott Sibbles. Their lineup consisting of three guards, a center, and a forward. The guards are Claire Johnson, a 5'10 senior, Jaden Skaggs, a 5'7 senior, and Ava Hughes, a 5'6 eighth grader. The lone forward is Mickey Buchanan, a 5'11 senior, and the center is Reagan Hill, a 5'10 sophomore. And those are your Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups. Time now for the Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. Here's Julie.
All right, from McCracken County Coach Scott Sibbles, keys to the game is to be patient and attack the offense by using backdoor cuts and screens. They need to be able to disrupt Bowling Green's offense by utilizing different looks on defense and be effective in the full court press. For Coach Calvin Head, Bowling Green Purples, keys to the game are to play solid defense by being able to stop the backdoor cut, contest all shots, and get out and run in transition.
Those are the Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in our broadcast, and we'll name them. Bowling Green will be dressed in the white uniforms today with the purple numbers and letters and purple and gold trim. As for McCracken County, black uniforms with white numerals, white letters, and maroon and white trim. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Welcome back. We're at Rupp Arena. It's quarterfinal round action of the Girls Sweet 16. McCracken County taking on Bowling Green. These two teams met twice during the regular season. In December, Bowling Green lost at McCracken 46-30, but then avenged that loss in mid-February, knocking off the Lady Mustangs 53-50 at home. So these two teams, Julie, know each other pretty well.
Oh, absolutely. And here it is, tournament time. Everything starts 0-0. Whatever precinct it was, it is the Ides of March, so anything can happen this time of year.
You and I talked about it. You mentioned it. Tempo a big key. Bowling
yes.
Green wants to grind it out at both ends. McCracken County wants to get out in the open floor and run. Bowling Green will go left to right on your radio dial. Flip side for McCracken County. Smiley in the center circle for Bowling Green. Out there for McCracken is Mickey Buchanan. And the opening tap batted around into the Bowling Green backside where it's picked up by Natea Wardlow. Wardlow jogs it down the floor, down the middle. 2-3 zone right now for McCracken. Toward the left wing and Potter and back out to Wardlow. To the right and Campbell at the hash. Out to Wardlow again as they work the ball around the perimeter looking for an opening. Potter at the left wing. Drives right. Back to the far side. It goes from Wardlow to Campbell. A pass inside. Knocked away and stolen. Taking it all the way down coast to coast. Claire Johnson missed the layup, but she was fouled as she went up for the shot. And she'll get two free throws here early in the ball game.
Clara Johnson is just a wiry player, and she really gets out and run, and she does a great job attacking the basket.
Wardlow with the foul. As we mentioned, first foul of the game. Skaggs inbounding baseline right for McCracken. Toward the right block and Buchanan. Back to Skaggs in the corner. Out it goes to Johnson. Johnson works it toward the right hash on a standing dribble. Turns left off a screen. Back to the right side. Buchanan. High right for three. Yes.
Mickey Buchanan starts it off with a nice three-point shot.
34% for the year from outside the arc for Buchanan. Some backcourt pressure by McCracken. Bowling Green tries to break it. A collision down at the Bowling Green offensive left hash as Wardlow goes down.
Looks like the foul will be on Jaden Skaggs.
Skaggs with her first, the first for McCracken.
Yeah, she needs to do a better job being able to put her foot on the line and cut off that lane.
Again, McCracken, the 2-3 zone. Wardlow out front, leaves it for Potter, driving left to the lane, far corner Campbell. Campbell backs it up along the sideline and skips it out to Wardlow. Wardlow looking down the right arc for some help. No one's open, so she'll cross over dribble, come top of the key, high left to Campbell, far sideline Potter. Back out to Campbell, to Wardlow. As they play catch out front. She'll come left between the circles to reset. They're going to take their time. 3-0, McCracken leads. Far side, Potter, and out to Campbell. Wardlow, open, skip pass. She has trouble handling it. She's got it, though, and instead of shooting, she'll have to work the offense again. Back to the far side, to Potter, to Wardlow, around to the right. Alexander, and out to Wardlow. She'll drive toward the paint, near side. Alexander for three, and we're tied.
What a beautiful shot by Alexander. She just really squared up and had a nice rotation on the ball.
Very patient in working the offense, waiting for the shot they wanted. Johnson down central, leaves it out front for Hughes. Hughes controlling near the logo. Bounce left elbow, Hill. Hill back to the goal, left to right behind her. Johnson kicks it out high right. Buchanan, she'll drive, scoop, score.
Nikki Buchanan is having a wonderful game.
Already 5 points for her. It's 5-3. McCracken over Bowling Green. Again, some backcourt pressure by McCracken. They peel off now as Wardlow comes across the line to work just inside the timeline at the emblem. Starting forward, skips it to Potter at the left side. Bobbles it, got it back out to Campbell. Campbell out front, high right to Wardlow. She'll spin left. Far side, Campbell. Back to Wardlow, wide left. Back to Campbell at the sideline. Double team there to Wardlow. She'll penetrate left to the lane. The runner from 14 rolls off, no good. Rebound Buchanan for McCracken. She'll lead the break the other way as she comes across the timeline. Stop top of the key, open for a moment. Takes it left to the lane, near corner, Hughes. Hughes on the move. She'll drive, put up a shot, blocked away, whistle foul.
So far, McCracken County is doing a really good job being able to locate the gaps that are in the offense, or the defense, and being able to capitalize on that.
Katie Smiley's first foul is Bowling Green's second. Hughes is line left, where she will shoot two, 62% free throw shooter. First one up and in. Change for Bowling Green coming in will be Josiah Franklin, a 5'7½" senior.
It's kind of hard to see your number with a long ponytail covering it.
I had to wait to see it.
I know exactly what you were doing.
Second free throw on the way, and Hughes cans that one as well. And off to a 7-3 lead early is McCracken County. Again, that backcourt zone pressure as they trap on Alexander. Wardlow has it across the line to Smiley. Back to the logo. Wardlow works the dribble. Hughes comes out to chase. Wardlow down the right wing. Hands it to Franklin. To the far side, it goes to Potter. Potter drives, scoops, scores. Check that. That's not Potter, but Alexander with another bucket. She's got 5 points. 7-5. McCracken by two. There's a pass inside over the head of Reagan Hill, who is at the baseline trying to get to the goal. Way too high over her head. Turnover. Former McCracken County gives it right back to Bowling Green.
Yeah, Clara Johnson looks at Coach Sybil's like, my bad, I should know better. But, you know, that backdoor cut was open that she just couldn't connect.
Looks like a 2-2-1 full court press by McCracken County as they try to push the action a bit as Wardlow will inbound. Got the ball in to Alexander. Back to Wardlow at the baseline. She'll race up, leave it for Smiley, and back to Wardlow's yet to cross the timeline and now does so at the logo. Wardlow pounding it down with her team down by two. 4:21 to go in the quarter. Franklin, right wing, Alexander drives the angle, got to the goal, scoop, missed. Collision as she and Johnson both go down, and there's a foul. I think it's going to go on Johnson. And for Johnson, number one, number two on McCracken.
Looks like number three, Alexander. She just imposed her will. Like, she is very, very strong with her dribble drive.
72% free throw shooter. Two opportunities here for the lefty, and the first one misses short off the rim. She's got 5 points from the field thus far. Her team down 7-5, and she can bring them 1 point closer if she can connect down the next one. Takes a deep breath, spins the ball in her hands, bounces it, and bounces it again, and looks up. Free throw on the way. It'll roll and go in. And back in for Bowling Green is Riley Campbell, and out goes Smiley. And now Bowling Green with some full court pressure as Reagan Hill inbounds to Hughes. Hughes up the right sideline to the timeline and across Buchanan, trapped and back to Hughes. Hughes at the emblem gives it to Johnson on the bounce right there. Johnson, wide left Hughes, high right Buchanan. Buchanan plays it down, turns to the right, far side Hughes. Looking in and going back out to the hash on the skip to Buchanan. She'll turn left. That matchup zone for Bowling Green, very tough. High left, it goes to Johnson, tipped away and stolen. Here comes Franklin, left to the lane, all the way down. The drive to layup, it's in. And it's Bowling Green 8, McCracken County 7. 3:34 to go in the first quarter. Hughes at the left hash, picks up a dribble down the sideline to Johnson. Free throw line, coming back for it. Buchanan on the move. Dump inside, knocked away. She was trying to find Hill. Bowling Green with the steal. It's Franklin. Left angle drive to the baseline. Trapped there. Kick out far side to Potter. To Wardlow. A bounce around the right to Campbell. To Wardlow to the far side. Potter launching the three. Rims off. No. Right block rebound. Buchanan. Long feet. Offensive end left sideline. Johnson. Oh. Euro step to the goal with a left hand scoop and score.
She has definitely has that move down pat. Like, what an outstanding move by Claire Johnson.
Yeah, you could see she knew exactly what she wanted to do. Johnson's first 2 points. McCracken by 1-9-8, 2:52 to go in the quarter. Wardlow, high left to Campbell. She'll back it out to her right. Now Wardlow coming behind her, left to right to the logo, takes the ball and will reset near the timeline. Wardlow looking, playing catch with Alexander out front. Back to Wardlow at the far side. She'll angle in, the runner from about 12. Front of the rim, no. Floor rebound, free throw line. Potter left of the lane, turn, 10-footer. Side of the rim, That rebound, Skaggs, got it to Buchanan. Left side, midcourt to Johnson. She'll drive in again toward the left block. Ball stripped away and stolen. That was Alexander with the strip and steal. She'll come the other way and take it down the left wing and feed it right back out to Franklin to reset. Wardlow with 2:04 left to play in the first quarter, 9-8 McCracken County. Far side to Alexander, to Wardlow, around the right to Campbell. And back out to Wardlow. McCracken likes to play a lot of 2-3 matchup.
Yes, they do.
McCracken working the offense. Potter at the left wing, skips it back to the hash, to Alexander, to Wardlow, to the corner and Campbell, and back out it goes to Alexander. 1:36 to go. And we've got a lane violation against Bowling Green, which takes us to a media timeout with 1:36 to go in the first quarter. Here at Rupp Arena, second round of this year's Girls Sweet 16, the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. McCracken County 9, Bowling Green 8. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
9-8, McCracken County leads Bowling Green, 1:36 to go in the first quarter in this year's second round game in the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. Let's go down to Carl.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel. McCracken's county seat is Paducah. Paducah is home to the National Quilt Museum, and it's worth going to. Also has several great barbecue joints. As for famous athletes from McCracken County, how about PGA Tour veteran Russ Cochran? His name still pops up in the Champions Tour. And former Major League Baseball players Terry Shumpert and Steve Finley. Back to you, Chuck.
Also, I believe Phil Roof. I know that's a name that you'll remember. Thank you, Carl. And McCracken County with the basketball. Coming left with it, Johnson on the run. Free throw line goes to Hughes toward the corner. Off to Bolin, who just came in. Laser Bolin. Left angle, Hughes tries to penetrate, can't do it. Cross-court, Hughes, she'll move in. Dumps it off at the block to Bolin and back out to the far side. And Buchanan, spinning, looking. Out it goes to Hughes, to Johnson, toward the right hash, she'll work the dribble. Off the Buchanan pick, rolls left off of it, down the lane she comes, tries to get to the goal, she's tripped up and goes down, a foul on Bowling Green.
You know, what I like about Claire Johnson is she just is so, so good with her dribble and being able to switch hands with her dribble and being able to drive to the basket.
Foul on Alexander is her first third of the quarter on Bowling Green. Hughes, near side toward the corner, will inbound. Check that. No, it will be baseline right under the glass. Bolin in the lane. She goes to a wide open Reagan Hill from five, and she cans it.
That was an outstanding set play right out of bounds.
11-8, McCracken by three. 52 seconds to go, first period. Wardlow has it. Right hash, Campbell, and back out to Wardlow at the line. Against the 2-3 matchup, free throw line, Alexander, she'll put it to the deck, bounce the ball off her knee as she was being defended by Hughes. It goes out of bounds in the right corner, and McCracken County gets it back. Turnovers now, 4-3, McCracken leads in that category. So number three on the Lady Purples of BG. To go the distance on the inbound, Hill with 33 seconds to go. Got the ball to Johnson, back to the right side, Buchanan, 28 seconds to go. Straight away, holding, working right, Johnson turning left to the free throw line, near side Hughes, and back out to Hill. Hill high left. Right behind her, coming for the basketball, left to right, Johnson. Bowling Green staying patient in their zone with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. They're down to seven as Johnson calling the play there, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, Johnson. Off a screen, and she'll not even get a shot away. She couldn't find an opening anywhere. Good defense by Bowling Green. We're done with a quarter of play at Rupp Arena in the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 Round 2 game. McCracken County 11, Bowling Green 8. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond, and the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Big news for small business. Traditional Bank is now offering Zelle for Business, the fast, easy way to get paid. Money is sent directly to your bank accounts and is typically available in minutes, as easy as 1, 2, Zelle. Visit traditionalbank.com/Zelle Business. Traditional Bank, member FDIC. To send or receive money with a small business, both parties must be enrolled with Zelle directly through their financial institution's online banking or mobile app.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Southland Dairy. Energize your game with chocolate milk. McCracken starts with the ball and the lead, 11-8, as we head to the second quarter. McCracken offensive end. Buchanan at the near side. Out to Skaggs straight away to the right, and Hughes at the arc. Hughes holds. She's defended well. To Johnson coming out left to right. Johnson to the right of the logo. Heads toward the sideline. Starts in. Dump far side. Buchanan. Buchanan tries to back her way into the lane, turns to her right, back to her left, left elbow Hill. She'll penetrate over Potter, scoop, miss off the glass. Rebound, Campbell, who comes to the offensive end of the far hash and back out to the timeline, and Wardlow a bounce to the right to Potter and back out to Wardlow to the left and Campbell. They'll work that ball around that perimeter until they see something they like. Campbell at the left side. Guarded by Johnson, whips it back out. To Alexander, near side, Wardlow, Wardlow, turns left. She'll reset to her left out front. And she's up top and now driving to the right wing and leaves it there. On the drive, Alexander to the left of the lane. Far corner, Campbell. High left, Smiley, who's back in, shoots the three, bangs it off the rim, no. Rebound, Buchanan for McCracken. She'll feed it all the way down the floor to Johnson. Left the left block. Nothing doing. The Skags at the near side. Out to Buchanan. High left for three, and she got it.
Mickey Buchanan lights out. Three-point shot.
Two triples for her, and she's got 8 points and the lead at 14-8. McCracken County. It looks like Bowling Green has taken a timeout, which will leave the Purples with four. 6:42 left to go in the first half. Milk and milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Let's go to Carl.
Sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, Bowling Green Hovel. And Calvin Head, the head coach, says, hey, we need to challenge McCracken County defensively. We need to toughen up. And offensively, settle down, take care of the ball. We're okay. Back to you.
Well, Bowling Green will have the ball down by six with 6:42 left to go in the second. Inbound comes Campbell to Wardlow, who jogs it up the floor with a right-hand dribble. Switch to the left as she comes across the timeline. Left hash to Campbell and out to Wardlow at the center emblem. She'll play it down. Back to Campbell. It goes at the left hash and out to Wardlow. Skips it down the right wing to Franklin, who's returned. Free throw line, Potter. Down low, Smiley fights her way to the goal. Baseline right, puts up a short shot, missed it, then knocks down Skaggs, and I think that will be a foul on Smiley. It is. And Smiley with her second. Katie Smiley's second. First of the quarter.
Second
for Bowling
20.
Green.
Jakaya Mitchell checking into the game for Smiley.
First time she's played, the 5'10 senior, averaging about a point and a half a game. Reagan Hill on the inbound to Johnson. Johnson clears the line right to left of the offensive end. Drives the paint, near side. Kick out to Skaggs, who moves in and gives it to Buchanan, who takes it left to the lane toward the block. Turns, fires it off the glass, off the rim. No. New player just in the ballgame. Mitchell with a rebound. Got it to Wardlow. Wardlow hustles offensive end. High right to Franklin against the 2-3 of McCracken. Around they work it from Wardlow to Campbell at the left hash to Wardlow, near side to Franklin, the bounce and back out to Wardlow. 14-8, McCracken with the lead. Potter has it down the far side, Franklin. Bounce to Mitchell in the lane, kick to the corner, wide open, Campbell for three, rims off, no. Buchanan takes down the board for McCracken County, races the other way to the offensive end. And now she threw it to Johnson and it was stolen by Bowling Green. Not sure if she knew exactly where she wanted to go with the ball. Bowling Green has a chance to cut into that six-point deficit with 5:18 to go. Second quarter here at Rupp Arena. Inside the lane, Potter comes right with it. Outside the arc, Franklin goes left, and she walked with it as she got her feet tangled up near the free throw line.
Yeah, that's the one thing about McCracken County is they give you those looks, but then they squeeze that zone, and she had nowhere to go with that drive.
Hill on the inbound to Johnson to Buchanan. Mickey Buchanan calling the play as she walks it toward the timeline and across. Near side coming out is Johnson. Johnson, no pass. Instead, she'll fire the three and miss it off the rim. Franklin, the rebound for Bowling Green up the left sideline. She comes to the front side. And back out to Wardlow. Skips it left wing. Franklin to Wardlow. She surveys that 2-3 defense that McCracken likes to match out of. Wardlow working the dribble, right hash, Franklin. She'll come left toward the top of the key. Far side, Wardlow open. She'll jack a three off the glass and in. And that was a right-way auto glass off the glass shot. Wardlow's first points. Only 31% from outside the arc this year. The other way, McCracken County, high left, Reagan Hill. She'll step into a 17-footer. Rebound cleared away by Potter for Wardlow, and here comes Bowling Green to the right side. Campbell to Wardlow, turning left, almost off the dribble to Potter at the left wing. Angles in, jump pass right side. It goes to Campbell, down low Mitchell. Her shot rejected inside by Hill. Ball rolling out of bounds at the baseline, and it's McCracken County that will get the basketball. It's 14-11 after that triple by Wardlow. The McCracken lead at three. As in for Bowling Green, Anaya Smith, a 6'2 sophomore.
And number five.
That would be Potter.
Potter.
Chloe Potter, who started. Johnson the other way, off the screen from Buchanan. High left she goes. Buchanan straight away, now fires a three. It spins off the rim, no good. Wardlow takes down the board. She'll do it herself down the left sideline to the offensive end. Penetrates the runner from seven off the glass. No. Knockdown, whistle, foul. Two free throws coming up for Nataya Wardlow.
Looks like Skaggs will get the foul.
Her second.
Yeah, that was a really hard, intense foul.
And that will be number one for McCracken in the second quarter. Wardlow, line right for two with her team down by three. Big free throws for Wardlow. 52% free throw shooter. First one up. Scoops the iron. No good. As Boland back in, as Skaggs comes off the floor for McCracken County. Wardlow did a little dance after missing that free throw. She thought she was going to make it. The next one up, high arching shot. This one is nothing but net. She's got 4 points. And the lead down to two for McCracken County. Hughes up the left sideline, chased by Wardlow at the left hash. Brings it back out between the circles. Johnson. Johnson dancing with the dribble there. Looking for the opening. Buchanan wide left coming out. Holding on Franklin. Looking wide right. Hill back for it. Hill holding wide left. Boland. Boland to Hughes high right. Far side. Hill. Bounce down low. Buchanan spins in a double team. Puts up the layup. Off the glass. It will spin and go down the drain.
Yeah, that's an unbelievable shot by Nikki Buchanan. And she was double team and still being able to put the ball over top.
She has 10 points and it's 16-12 McCracken County. 3 minutes to play in this first half and the second quarter. Wardlow chased by Hughes out front. Down the right wing, trying to get the ball to Franklin. Hands it right to her midsection. And Franklin will wheel it back out on the dribble between the circles. Left hash. It goes to Alexander. Alexander toward the corner. Potter. Potter circles back out to her right. Far side to Alexander, out to Wardlow. They really work those passes at the perimeter, looking for any kind of an opening. Wardlow on the penetration, right of the lane. The 15-footer wouldn't go. Rebound Johnson. She'll race the other way, right to left, pushing the tempo. Takes it all the way coast to coast. Drive, left-hand layup, missed it, but a foul. So she'll get two free throws. And that foul will go on Alexander, her second. And the second on Bowling Green. We have immediate timeout. 2:23 to go in the second quarter of this girls' second round Mingy Beef Jerky girls' Sweet 16 contest. It's McCracken County 16, Bowling Green 12. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello, my name is Myoka Morris, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
And take a trip to Moorhead. The trip from Bowling Green to Moorhead covers 227 miles. And if you're going to visit from McCracken County, buckle up for a 321-mile road trip. Let's go to Carl.
Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report. Scott Civils with McCracken County saying, hey, let's not settle for the long outside shots. Let's get what we want offensively. Defensively, he's happy with their effort. Back to you, Chuck.
16-12, McCracken leads Bowling Green with 2:23 to go in the second quarter here at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. And McCracken has a shooter at the line to our left, and that's Claire Johnson, who has a field goal and 2 points. Good free throw shooter, 83%, shoves up the first one, it's in. Shouldn't be a surprise with that percentage. Lead grows to 5 for McCracken County, who peels Hill and Looks like Buchanan off the line to go back to the other end. And Johnson dumps in the second free throw. She's got four. 18-12 McCracken County. 2:20 left to play in the half as Wardlow comes up on Boland from McCracken County. Bounce right hash to Potter. Down the sideline and back out to the hash. She skips it to Wardlow. Wardlow working at the logo. Boland all over. She'll split two defenders. High right to Franklin way out there. She'll turn left to the far side. Wardlow toward the corner. Campbell. And for Bowling Green, by the way, Anaya Smith at center. Wardlow up top. Back at the logo. Chased by Hughes, who we got a five-second violation. She didn't do enough with the basketball. She's going kind of side to side, and you've got to start making her move forward at some point.
Yeah, you are dead on that, Chuck, because, you know, again, she was going side to side because McCracken County, that's all the looks that they're giving them because they are taking out the lanes.
Each team now with five turnovers. Johnson, left angle drive from the wing, takes it to the hole with a left-hand scoop and a miss. And I think we've got a foul on Smith. Yep. Anaya Smith with her first, the 6'2 sophomore. And that's the third for Bowling Green. Comes with 1:40 left to go in the half.
Yeah, that's one thing you don't want to do is keep sending Clara Johnson to the line, being able, because she's deadly for those free throws.
Free throw up by Johnson. Now she's 3 of 3 as she cans that one. Johnson, 5 points, averages 23.5 points a game for the year. Second free throw up and nothing but net. She's got six. McCracken, its biggest lead of the ballgame, 8 points at 20-12 with 1:36 to play in the half. Campbell across the line to Wardlow. Bowling Green controls, looking to get some points this trip. Campbell left hash back out to the line, and Wardlow chased by Hughes. Back to Campbell. And out to Wardlow on the skip. And back to Campbell. They'll play catch out top. Wardlow dancing right. With Franklin coming out. Franklin down the left wing, left to the lane. Got tangled up far side to Campbell. Right wing Wardlow. She'll fire a three, air ball. And two Bowling Green players, Potter and Smith, tried to save it, couldn't do it. So it goes out of bounds to McCracken County to go right to left 94 feet with a minute to play in the half.
Yeah, what I see, because McCracken County, oh, we got a steal.
Wardlow steals the inbounds, but misses the short shot off the glass, off the rim. Got her own rebound. And she'll bring the ball all the way back out toward the timeline to get the offense set up again. Skips it inside the left hash to Franklin. 46 seconds to play. Around the right to Campbell and back out to Wardlow to Franklin at the left. Cross court to Campbell. Campbell back out to Wardlow. Far side to Franklin. Wardlow now plays it down at the logo with 31 seconds to play. Franklin controls left wing. Just work that ball around right to left, and Wardlow straight away to the right hash, and Campbell, 21 seconds to go. Wardlow controls, starting forward. Inside the left hash, Franklin straight away to Campbell, around the right to Wardlow, who spins and comes out front. Far side to Campbell, 8 seconds to go to Franklin, driving left, firing up an air ball at the baseline, put back try. No good by Smith, but she's able to draw a foul with 4.1 seconds to go in the half. She'll get a couple of free throws. Oh, did they call Smith for going over the back?
They did. They did.
Wow. Anaya Smith, what a turn of events there. Picked up her second personal foul, fourth on Bowling Green. Calvin Head not happy at all, the Purple's coach. 4 seconds to go. Johnson the other way, picked up the inbound at midcourt. Hughes from the left corner for three, off the iron, And the first 16 minutes of basketball are now history here in this girls' Sweet 16 second round game, as it's now McCracken County 20, Bowling Green 12. Let's go down to the floor and Carl Nathan.
Head coach Scott Civil's kind enough to join us. McCracken County Lady Mustangs, impressions of the first half.
Defense.
What do you got to do in the second half?
Defense. Got to make shots. Got to make plays. It's an Elite Eight, baby. It's the end of the road, okay? But our kids are playing really hard.
All right, good luck.
Yes, sir.
Scott Civils, always colorful, 20-12, McCracken County leads over Bowling Green. This is halftime of the Mingy Beef Turkey Girls Sweet 16, and this is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Luke Toy, principal at GRC High School. We want you to know how proud we are to be playing in the Sweet 16. Our teams are no strangers to this big stage, but it's special every time. I want to thank Clark County Public Schools for financing the Cardinal Caravan and bringing our community together in a unique and powerful way. We celebrate our student athletes for this amazing achievement, along with our cheerleaders, pep band members, and student media team who have been to every tournament game supporting our Cards. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A-Metal.com.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
Carl Athey back courtside, and we are alongside a very special guest that we'll be talking to in just a moment from UK Healthcare. And our halftime score here in the first game of day three, it's McCracken County 20, Bowling Green 12. This is a quarterfinal matchup. The winner advances to tomorrow's semifinals. So the McCracken County Lady Mustangs and the Bowling Green Purples in action right now. The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. And our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the first half is Mickey Buchanan from McCracken County. She has four rebounds and leads all in that category on both teams. Did you know exercise is more effective when paired with a high-protein diet like beef, which provides the amino acids needed for muscle building and recovery? That message from the Kentucky Beef Council. And sliding in alongside me right now, Dr. Nathan Vanderford, who is the Action Program Director for the UK Markey Cancer Center, part of UK Healthcare. Nathan, we've had a chance to chat before back when I was in my other role, UK at the half, at UK. And anyway, most people may think of the UK Markey Cancer Center as a cancer treatment facility and a place where you do research. But they may not think of Markey in terms of educating future cancer leaders. Tell us a little bit about that mission.
Absolutely. I think we have a recognition that our youth are our future in terms of cancer researchers, healthcare providers. So we have a major focus on education. We have a major focus starting at the high school level all the way through postgraduate.
All right. What about the ACTION program, the acronym? What does that stand for? A-C-T-I-O-N.
Appalachian Career Training and Oncology Program, the ACTION program.
Very good. So, and this is a way to get people that think, hey, we need more people in those home areas. Let's get them interested early.
Absolutely. So it's focused on Eastern Kentucky. Eastern Kentucky has massive cancer problem. It also has education disparities. So this is a way to get high school students, undergraduate students from that area motivated and prepared to pursue cancer careers.
Was there a particular thing that got you motivated to start this program, the idea?
Yeah, so, because Kentucky has this major cancer problem focused in Eastern Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky has massive cancer problem. It also has education disparities, economic disparities, health disparities in general. So it needs a major focus, and focusing on the youth as our next generation of cancer professionals is something that I'm really motivated to do.
Obviously, as a university, as an academic medical center, You track things. You keep track of what's working, what's not. How many students have gone to medical school or other professional school that could be a result of this program?
Yeah, so far in the ACTION program, I've been doing this since 2016 with undergraduates. We also do it with high school students since 2018. Our undergraduates, almost 40 have gone to graduate school, professional school. 30 of those have been to medical school. We have now 5 medical school graduates that are all in medical residencies. So the students are just doing phenomenally well.
We are going to continue with Dr. Nathan Vanderford, who is the ACTION Program Director for the UK Markey Cancer Center, UK Healthcare. We're at halftime. And the score, McCracken County 20, Bowling Green 12. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Helping the future students and doctors who will fight cancer in Kentucky and particularly in Appalachia, we're talking with Dr. Nathan Vanderford, ACTION Program Director, UK Markey Cancer Center, UK Healthcare. Nathan, talk about yourself for a moment. Why did you choose a career as a cancer researcher and educator?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've always been interested in science. I'm a scientist, so science really excites me. I'm really, really passionate about working with students, and so I feel like I'm an educator at heart, so I like working with students through education. But then, you know, like too many of us, I've been personally impacted by cancer. Both of my parents have had cancer. My dad passed away. Mom's had breast cancer twice now. So I have a deep motivation in the cancer realm because of those personal connections.
Last fall, we had the announcement that UK is now an NCI, National Cancer Institute, Comprehensive Designated Cancer Center. This means we are in the elite group. How does this help advance Markey's work to address health inequities and reach the underserved communities in Kentucky?
Right. Yeah, as you said, we're among the best of the best in the nation. And, you know, Markey has a really significant focus on Kentucky in general. But then specifically on Eastern Kentucky, we realize the significant cancer problem that's in that area. And so we dispatch basic scientists, you know, behavioral scientists, healthcare providers in that area to understand the problem and to create interventions that can help us address the significant cancer problem in that area.
Earlier in the tournament, I had a chance to interview Dr. Mark Evers, who is the director of the Markey Cancer Center. And I'm going to ask you the same question. This will be my last question for you. Nathan Vanderford, ACTION Program Director, UK Markey Cancer. What excites you the most about the future of cancer care?
Yeah, I should have done my homework and listened to what Dr. Evers said. I think, you know, we're advancing so quickly in healthcare and research. I think that we have significant opportunities to do more in terms of prevention. We're better understanding, you know, how we can live healthier lives to prevent cancer, and that's number one. But then cancer detection is becoming better. That's the reason my mom is still here. Her cancer was detected early twice, and that's significant in our fight for cancer. And then treatment. You know, we're continuing to get better treatments. There's research and there's clinical studies that goes on every day to improve cancer care, and we're making significant headway. So that excites me.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nathan Vanderford, Action Program Director, UK Markey Cancer Center, UK Healthcare. It's been a pleasure, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. We are at halftime of the first game of Day 3 here at the Girls Sweet 16, McCracken County 20, Bowling Green 12. The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Very quickly, with head coach Calvin Head of Bowling Green, you're down by 8 at the half. What do you got to do over these final two quarters?
We got to somehow figure out how to control Johnson and Buchanan to the best of our ability.
They're tough.
They are tough. They're very, very good players, and Coach Sibbles is putting them in good spots to score. So we got to make some adjustments and see if we can make it tough.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Coach Calvin Head of the Bowling Green Purples as we await the tip-off of the second half. The score is McCracken County 20, Bowling Green 12. Let's go back to Chuck and Julie.
And before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. 20-12 as we head toward the third quarter. McCracken County over Bowling Green. Low-scoring game. Julie, do you look for the game to end up that way, or do you think the tempo might be ratcheted up just a little bit?
I would anticipate it probably being about the same pace and about the same level because, you know, like I said, the defensive intensity and the different types of defensive schemes that Coach Scott Sibbles, he does, just it's tough to get your offensive going when you don't have the looks that they're taking away.
It appears that Bowling Green will get the ball to start the second half. As inbounding for the Purples will be Natea Wardlow at the far side midcourt. Katie Smiley will drop into the backcourt to take it on Hughes and across the line toward the right hash back to Wardlow and out to Smiley. Back to Wardlow. She'll wheel left and back down the right sideline to Smiley, who bounces it back out to Wardlow. Hughes extending that zone. Comes out on Wardlow. Left hash, it goes to Franklin for the Purples. Left wing, Wardlow. Straight away, Franklin. Far side, Potter. Dribbles it back out and rolls it to Franklin. Left to right behind her. Coming to the logo, Wardlow for the handoff. Wardlow to Franklin coming out. Franklin down to left arc. Near corner, has Potter open. She'll angle in. Jump and shoot from 15. In and out, no. Fight for the rebound. Left baseline off the hardwood. Mickey Buchanan has it for McCracken. She'll bring it down the near sideline, leave it to hash for Hughes, and out between the circles, Johnson. Johnson at the right wing, right block extended. Buchanan backs down Franklin, turns, puts up a shot, blocked by Franklin, taken off by Wardlow. Bowling Green hustles to the offensive end. Wardlow pitch back behind her to the right hash, and Smiley, and back out to Wardlow. They remain patient. Franklin, angle drive, left corner, shooter open for three. Missed the shot. That was Alexander. McCracken the rebound. Johnson heads down the hardwood. Back behind her, Buchanan stepping right. She might take a shot. She doesn't do it on Franklin. Down the right wing to Skaggs. Skaggs turns left. Headed the key, Reagan Hill. Hill looks for a cutter. Bounce to the baseline. And she thought Johnson was going to break to the baseline. Instead, she took one step that way and then went back to the sideline.
Yeah, that's a difficult, unfortunate, costly turnover.
Threw it out of bounds, and that's the sixth McCracken turnover. Full court, 2-2-1 zone pressure by McCracken. Wardlow has it as she'll break it with a dribble across the timeline down the middle. 20-12, McCracken with the lead. Bowling Green on the attack, and now there's a steal inside by Johnson at the other end as she cut the passing lane. She'll take it far sideline, hold it up, give it to Buchanan, wide left. She'll dance to her right, standing dribble up top on Franklin. Tries to work it in, left to the key, takes it to the block, to the goal, puts up a shot, partially blocked by Smiley, taken down by Potter to Wardlow. Wardlow speeds it all the way down the floor, drive left, count it, and that's a jailbreaker fast break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. 20-14, the lead now at 6 for McCracken County, which has the basketball. Left to right, Hughes takes it from Johnson out top.
Wardlow
has the ball knocked away. Wardlow tangles with her, and Hughes is tied up, and the possession light, though, for McCracken County fortunately favors them, but a good job defensively again by Wardlow.
Oh, absolutely. Wardlow, she's a real gritty and tough player, and she's really quick and aggressive with her defense, and I just love the way she plays.
Skaggs inbounds outside the timeline to Johnson, who quickly brings it back across. Johnson down the left arc to the block for the baseline to the goal. Puts up a shot blocked by Smiley. Taken away by Bowling Green. Alexander with it across the line now. Steal by Hughes. All the way down coast to coast. Banks it home. And that was a right way auto glass off the glass shot. And now it's 22-14 as Wardlow gets across the line. She's fouled on the reach-in by Claire Johnson, who has her second personal, the first of the quarter, on McCracken County.
Yeah, I really like the way Wardlow, she is tough to guard, and McCracken's going to have to keep there in the front of the defense because she does a phenomenal job being able to try to penetrate into the zone.
Smiley, backcourt inbound, far side of the hash, drops it into Wardlow. Waiting for her at the timeline is Ava Hughes of McCracken County. She'll skip it toward the left hash mark to Franklin, wheels it back out to Wardlow. Wardlow back to Franklin, back to Wardlow. Wardlow throws it to Potter coming out, down the left wing. Franklin bounce left to the lane. Smiley turns one-hander, it'll roll and go.
I really like the way Smiley being able to create space and have a nice drop step bunny shot.
Her first two make it 22-16. Bowling Green within six. Buchanan drives, kick out high left to Hughes, knocked away from behind by Wardlow. With a defensive play there, Franklin has it. She'll run it to the left side, and back out it comes. Three ball put up and in by Riley Campbell.
Coach Scott Sills takes a quick timeout, doesn't like what he sees, and being able to readjust.
And for Campbell, her first points, and that makes it 22-19. McCracken County, Bowling Green within three. This Dawhammers KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance. Salutes Assumption field hockey coach Debbie Judd, her 82% winning percentage and 568 victories included 10 state championships. Judd is credited with raising the profile of her sport across the Commonwealth. Roberts Insurance congratulates Assumption's Debbie Judd, a member of the Dawhammers KHSAA Class of 24.
That's a lot.
That was a lot.
Yeah, for Coach Calvin Head, it's amazing that he had the assistant coach take over the huddle where Coach Calvin Head took Alexander to the side and spent the whole time out coaching up Alexander of what she needed to do to get through defensively.
McCracken County has seen its lead, which was at 8 at halftime, slip to 3 as they come down the floor. Johnson, right wing, standing dribble there. Whips it back out, Hughes, far corner Skaggs, back out to Hughes. Hughes, left elbow, knocked away, but McCracken got it right back. Hughes has it, left hash. Hughes back toward the line and Johnson. Johnson calling the play there. Standing, driving, left of the lane, left corner, open Skaggs for three, yes.
Bottoms of the net, Skaggs, awesome shot.
Skaggs' first points makes it 25-19. McCracken now Wardlow. And he get a pass that was deflected. Got it to Campbell and back to Wardlow as Bowling Green works the offensive end. A lot of active hands in this ballgame by both teams. Potter has it left of the logo down the near side to Alexander. Holding, looking. Jump feet, cross court. Wardlow, high right, wide open from three-point. Lamb nails it.
Outstanding shot by Wardlow as she nails the three-pointer.
7 for Wardlow, 25-22, Bowling Green within 3. 3:03 to go, third quarter. Johnson, head of the key, back to Buchanan straight away. She'll drive the paint, the runner from 10. Rims off, no, right block rebound. Campbell for Bowling Green to Wardlow. Wardlow jogs it across the timeline, right to left. Bowling Green spreads the floor right now. Wardlow angles to the right hash, free throw line, Alexander. Down low, Smiley puts up a shot. Bottom of the iron, no good. Whistle foul. She'll get a couple of free throws.
Outstanding job by Bowling Green as they were able to dissect the defense.
Third foul on Skaggs takes us to a media timeout. 2:40 remains in the third quarter of this second round Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 contest. McCracken County 25, Bowling Green 22. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
To 22, McCracken County over Bowling Green in this second round Girls Sweet 16 contest. 2:40 left to go in the third. Let's step aside for 10 seconds and station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM WWKY Winchester.
Bowling Green will have Katie Smiley, line left for two after being fouled in the act. She can draw her team a little bit closer. She's 82% at the line, but the first one rolls out no good. She'll have a second one. Boland checks in for McCracken County, replacing Skaggs, who picked up her third foul. Second on McCracken County. Next free throw up and in. Smiley, 3 points. Her team down by two. Full court pressure by Bowling Green. Hughes had it. Got it back to Buchanan. Buchanan across the line. Leaves it at the logo for Johnson. Johnson on Potter, comes left off the screen from Hill. Far side Buchanan, she'll wheel out front to the right corner and Bolin. Bolin the bounce and back out to Johnson, wide right. Johnson down the near arc, turns left, comes free throw line. Jump feet far side Hughes, left corner to Hill. Hill spins it back out, left hash to Johnson. Again, that 2-3 zone for Bowling Green. Very active with their hands. Johnson, right wing, back behind her. Buchanan toward the near corner. Hughes, she'll dribble it back out, leave it for Johnson. Lost it off her leg momentarily, now retrieves it and comes forward, wide left. 1:53 to go in the quarter. Bolin, left wing drive, kicks it out near side to Hughes. She'll drive in, back up top to Bolin. Comes to the baseline from the right block, feeds it up off the glass, off the rim, no. Rebound tipped to the far corner. Taken away by Wardlow, and she's fouled by Hughes.
Wardlow is constantly around the ball, and she was able to secure the rebound. I really love her drive, her hustle, and her intensity. There is nobody outworking Wardlow at this moment.
Hughes with her first foul, third on McCracken, as Franklin checks in for Potter for Bowling Green. Neither team shooting at that great. Bowling Green 36%, 40% for McCracken shot. Wardlow across the line, working out Bolin, who's right on top of her. Left hash, it goes Alexander, and back to Wardlow, back to Alexander. Cross court, Franklin, high right. 1:21 to go in the half. Franklin off the screen from Smiley, who gave a hip check to Bolin. I think this is on Smiley. Moving
You're
screen.
Right. Yes, she kind of stuck her leg out as she, her opponent tried to get through and kind of hooked her with her knee.
Third foul on Smiley. Number one on Bowling Green in the third quarter. Now Potter will come in for Smiley. Chloe Potter's brother, Skylar Potter, played at Morehead State.
Outstanding athlete.
Right elbow, Buchanan, near side. Johnson stepping left, angles in, got to the block, to the baseline, to the goal, and a scoop and score. Claire Johnson now with 8 points. 1 minute to play in the quarter, 27-23, McCracken County. Campbell back to the line, Wardlow, left hash. They work it off to Alexander and back out to Wardlow. Back to Alexander as they see McCracken extending that 2-3 matchup. Around the right it goes to Campbell from Wardlow and back to Wardlow. 42 seconds to go. Campbell at the right wing, holding, looking. As her pass deflected, Wardlow right at the logo, tracks it down though. Left hash, Campbell. Rally Alexander to Campbell, far side to Wardlow, to the near side, and Alexander back out to Wardlow straight away. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Wardlow looking. Inside the left hash, Alexander, near side Potter, and back out to Alexander. Returns it, Wardlow, near wing, corner, Campbell for three off the glass, off the rim, no. Rebound tap. It comes to McCracken County. Claire Johnson driving the other way. Big collision in the lane as she goes down. And also going down was Alexander for Bowling Green. And the foul's on Alexander, her third. And the second on Bowling Green. Natasia Alexander got the worst of that one. And she was right under Claire Johnson, who came down hard.
I mean, we heard that thunk all the way through here, but, you know, she had a difficult time coming off the floor.
Johnson, the free throw up and in, has a second one. Her team leads by five with 6.2 seconds to go in the third quarter. Skaggs about to check in from McCracken. Johnson's free throw good. Johnson out, Skaggs in. Smiley returns for Bowling Green. 6.2 seconds to go, third quarter, 29-23, McCracken County over Bowling Green. McCracken, a little bit of pressure in the backside up the left sideline. Alexander to the offensive end, driving the wing to the block. Runner from there, got it as the horn sounds.
What an awesome shot.
And that's the end of the third quarter of this second round Bingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 contest. It's McCracken County 29, Bowling Green 25. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. And they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. the Pierce Stockyards. They've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Pierce Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond, and the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Local banking is important to me. That's why I choose Traditional Bank. Their experienced staff is there to help with all my banking needs. When I'm opening a new account, depositing my grandmother's birthday cash, or need a replacement debit card on my way out of town, Traditional Bank has me covered. And after-hours banking? They've got that too with online banking and the mobile app. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Traditional Bank today. Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long way.
.29-25, McCracken County by 4 as we open up the fourth quarter of this second round Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. Bowling Green, though, has the ball and a chance to chop some wood. Inbounding far side, Alexander. The hustling Wardlow comes back for it. Now she'll come across the timeline on Hughes. And now here's a steal as she passes it. Johnson has it all the way down coast to coast. Layup is in. That was a right-way auto glass off the glass shot.
Johnson with a great job with the steal and score.
She now has 12 points. The other way, Euro step by Alexander driving the goal. Missed the short shot. The rebound cleared away, McCracken County, Johnson. Johnson down the right arc and back to her left far side. Wide open, Buchanan for three. Off the iron, no. Rebound tapped away at the baseline. Smiley for Bowling Green comes up with it with her team down by 6. Drops it back to Wardlow. 31-25. McCracken County's Lady Mustangs. Alexander left hash back out to the line. Bounces it to Wardlow. Returns the favor to Alexander and back out to Wardlow. 7:05 to go. Wardlow out front coming for it. Alexander taking it to her left. Free throw line, Potter, and she's bumped and fouled. This might be Claire Johnson. And indeed, that's the case. Number 3 on Claire. First of the quarter on McCracken County. Campbell returns to the Bowling Green lineup. Alexander will take a seat. Baseline left. Inbound, Smiley, near corner, wide open for three, is Franklin, fires with the left hand, misses, right block, rebound, Buchanan, midcourt, left sideline, coming for it, Johnson, to the right corner, Skaggs open for a triple, and she bags it.
What a nice set shot by Skaggs.
She's got 6 on 2 threes, it's 34-25, Bowling Green trailing by 9, McCracken with its biggest lead, now Buchanan with a steal, ahead to Johnson on Wardlow, she'll take it for the easy layup at the other end.
Like Coach Calvin had us quickly calling a timeout to regroup her kids.
Well, it's now 36-25. McCracken changing the trajectory of this game early in the fourth quarter, and let's go down to Carl.
Time for our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award, and in this game we're presenting it to the woman behind the man, if you will, Donna Tackett, the wife of the longtime commissioner of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, Julian Tackett. They've been married for 20 years. Julian has been with the KHSAA since he was a young lad, 40 years, and the last 14 as commissioner. So congratulations to a great couple, Donna and Julian Tackett. That's our BSN Sports Heart of the Game. And while I have a second, quickly, in the huddle, Calvin Head was very encouraged and energized between the quarters because his team had outscored McCracken County by 4 points in that third quarter, and they had made that bucket by Alexander right before the third quarter buzzer. But now it's a different story, calling timeout to regroup. McCracken County, Scott Sibbles, he says, move our feet on defense. Let's not get lazy. Only a few minutes left. We got to keep it going. Back to you, Chuck.
Our thanks to Clark's Pump and Shop for helping sponsor the Morgan and Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel. 36-25, McCracken by 11 over Bowling Green with 6:31 to go, and now Bowling Green finds itself in the unenviable task late in the game trying to, Julie, cut down a double-digit deficit.
Yeah, Coach Calvin Head, like, he is so super with X's and O's, and you know, there's no doubt in my mind that he will get his girls in the right positions to be able to score and being able to dissect their defense.
McCracken will put on some full court pressure, token pressure. They've got Boland down at the other end. Inbound comes to Campbell. Now it's over to Smiley and back to Alexander. Left hash to Campbell. Back out to the line. Alexander, who's working the point now. Wardlow not out there. She's been out there all game. Alexander, right wing drive, and then kicks it high left to Franklin. She'll drive into the block to the baseline to the goal, lays it up and in.
There it is. Absolutely great penetration.
36-27, Bowling Green down by 9, backs up on defense. Left elbow, Reagan Hill, pass to the far side to Johnson as Alexander and Hill had a collision, and I think it will be a foul against Alexander. And for Alexander, her third. First foul on Bowling Green, fourth quarter, 5:54 to go. Johnson up top works the dribble. Chased by Smiley toward the left hash, leave it at the sideline. Skaggs back toward the left corner, and Johnson driving the baseline. The runner from five off the glass, off the rim, no rebound, tapped away out of bounds at the baseline, and McCracken will keep it. A little surprise there.
Yeah, I think at the last minute, number two, Alexander hit it out on the rebound.
Skaggs, baseline right inbound for McCracken. Finds Johnson coming back wide right. Chased by Franklin, left wing drive. Takes it toward the corner. Three ball put up and missed by Hughes. Johnson offensive rebound left of the lane. Back for the goal. She goes, missed the shot. Knockdown, whistle foul. Two free throws coming for her.
We got Laser Bolin getting ready to check back in from McCracken County.
Franklin with the foul. And that will be her first. And for Bowling Green, number two. Muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about Milk's Balanced Nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. Johnson with the first free throw. It's good. She's got 15 points. She slowly built that point total throughout this game. Johnson with the next one on the way. It'll spin around and go down the drain. 38-27, McCracken County with 5:28 to go. Smiley, a bounce across the line now coming for Bowling Green. It's Alexander. Alexander dancing at the logo. Right hash, Franklin. Franklin moving off the screen from Smiley. Bounce left wing, Alexander. Left elbow, Smiley takes it to the goal. Puts it up. It was deflected, and there's a foul on Franklin County. This is going to go, or rather on Bowling, or on McCracken County, that is. It's Reagan Hill with the foul. Her first. And number two on McCracken.
Yeah, I really like the way Katie Smiley did a great job creating space on the post up to be able to draw the foul.
Smiley missed the first free throw. Skaggs in for Bolin from McCracken. Looks like we've got a timeout taken Bowling Green. And Bowling Green left with three timeouts. Same thing for McCracken. Comes with 5:12 left to play in this ball game. Looking at the shooting numbers. Bowling Green at 54.5% to 43% from McCracken. Rebounding, 17 from McCracken, 13 for Bowling Green. Turnovers, Bowling Green leads there 10-8.
What I also see on here is the second chance points. That's where Bowling Green's going to have to do a better job blocking out more aggressively so they can secure the rebound and be able to put it into transition.
Smiley has one more free throw, line left for Bowling Green. They're down by 11. As Wardlow about to check in for Bowling Green, free throw by Smiley is in. Smiley 4 points, and here comes Wardlow back in. Spark plug for the Purples. Full court pressure by Bowling Green. Inbounding, Buchanan finally finds Johnson. trying to get away from Alexander at the baseline, finally did that. And she'll come across the timeline on the jog with a right-hand dribble. 2-3 zone, Bowling Green. Down the right side, Skaggs at the block, Buchanan knocked away, comes out front, loose. Franklin comes up with it for Bowling Green, back to Alexander. She'll penetrate the lane, got to the goal with the left-hand layup, it's good.
Calvin Head runs to the female official and just runs right to her face and just calls for a good timeout. But that's exactly what Calvin Head wants out of his ball club, to be able to try to, instead of going east to west, going north to south and being able to penetrate into the gaps.
Well, that gets Bowling Green within eight with 4:45 to go. Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com. Let's go to Carl.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. You know, Bowling Green, home to the National Corvette Museum, with many classic cars and prototypes. Kentucky Museum in Bowling Green is worth a visit. And also, it's the home of legends of the WKU. E.A. Diddle and the late, great Wes Strader, our former colleague here on the network. Back to you.
Coming across the line, Buchanan from McCracken and right. Takes it left of the lane, far corner, Hughes. Chased by Wardlow. She'll circle back out front. Bounce high right to Hill. Down the right arc and Skaggs. She'll turn left into a double team. Trap ball ripped loose, stolen by Potter. Got it to Smiley. Bowling Green with it. Two on three. Smiley now slows down, waits for help out to Wardlow. To the line in Franklin. Wide left Wardlow. Near side Smiley and out to Wardlow. Back to Smiley at the near arc. Back to Wardlow. Right side in Franklin. One bounce to Wardlow and back out to Smiley. Wardlow penetrates. Ball knocked away by Hughes. I think we got a reach in foul on Hughes.
Yeah, she is very, very difficult to guard on the dribble.
Johnson. And that is team number three on McCracken. Johnson with her fourth personal. That's big.
It is.
Near sideline inbound. Check that baseline right inbound for Franklin.
Oh.
Underneath, wide open Potter, but missed the layup. Offensive rebound, Campbell, and she scores on the putback.
What a nice inbound play.
And it's 38-32. It's still a ball game with 3:54 to go. McCracken with the lead in the ball. Johnson, right side, brings it back to her left, to her right, angles into the lane. Far corner, open Skaggs for three. Got it!
What a huge three-point shot. Awesome shot.
Her third triple of the ball game. And it's now 41-32. That gives McCracken a bit of breathing space. They'll back up in their 2-3 matchup as Alexander works the dribble out front, leaves it for Potter to her left, down the near side to Franklin. Left of the lane, Smiley. Triple team goes up, and she's fouled as the ball ricochets away.
Looks like Reagan Hill will get called with the foul because, you know, if she would just maintain her verticality instead of breaking that plane and just swiping down, that they're going to call that every single time.
Hill's second is McCracken's fourth. Smiley, two free throws, first one in. Wardlow in for Campbell. Wardlow, a hustling defensive player. Smiley with another free throw, bounces it twice and puts it up and through. Two big free throws right there. 41-34, 3:20 left to play in the ballgame. McCracken with the lead in the ball. Here comes Buchanan down central across the timeline. Toward the left has Johnson. She'll wheel it to her right, back to the logo on Alexander. And now Franklin picks her pocket with a steal, two on one. Franklin all the way in on Buchanan, fakes her in the air. Buchanan comes down on top of her.
Yeah, that'll be on the floor.
On Buchanan. But I think that's the fifth on McCracken, so they're in the bonus. Two free throws coming for Alexander. Natasha Alexander is lined left with the clock stopped. She can get her team 2 points closer to McCracken County. Lefty with the first one up and in. Alexander with another free throw, looks up, shoots it, too strong off the back of the rim. Hill the rebound from McCracken County to Johnson at the right sideline, racing to the offensive end. She'll swing to the left, high right to Buchanan. Buchanan. One bounce to her left, and then now she'll stand and dribble at the logo. Hill coming out wide left, and we have a timeout taken by Scott Sibbles, the McCracken County head coach, with 2:49 to go. 41-35, McCracken's lead over Bowling Green, 6 points. Alexander, by the way, with, says 10 points, but I thought it might be more than that. Take a look again in a moment. UK Healthcare is the number one hospital in Kentucky and the title sponsor of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine. She had shot, talking about Alexander, 2 free throws in the first half and has now shot 2 here in the second half. They still have her as 1 of 2 from the line.
Just a tad bit delay, probably. But I can say, though, Alexander has given her team lots of energy, being able to take the steal, and that was a crucial steal for her team to be able to drive it through to the basket.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Bowling Green is hustling like mad to fight their way down and back into this game. Let's go to Carl.
Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report. And Julie mentioned earlier Calvin Head taking a player aside during a whole timeout and letting one of the assistants go over strategy with Bowling Green while she settled down that player. Well, McCracken County Scott Sibbles, each time they have a timeout, he will visit with his assistants for 15 or 20 seconds before he comes into the huddle. Then he is in charge at that point, but he welcomes the input from his assistants and values their expertise. Back to you.
Well, we value your input, Carl, and your contributions to this broadcast. It wouldn't be the same without you. It'd be different. That's why it wouldn't be the same. Left-hand inbounds.
Our man, Carl Nathan. Yeah,
he's on it, always. Skaggs inbounds, left-hand offensive end from McCracken. Backcourt to Johnson, coming across on Potter. Standing dribble to the right of the emblem. Crossover to her left to the far side. Now she'll circle back out to her right. Lays it for Buchanan, wide left. 2:32 left to go. They have a 6-point lead. They're going to work this ball, and they're going to take a shot. It's going to be a good one. Right side, Hughes, baseline, Hill. Hill gets to the paint. High right to Buchanan, open, but won't take that three. Try to spin away from Franklin, to her left, to her right, down the wing to Hughes. 2:13 to go. Hughes now fouled on the reach, and I think that's Franklin. Yep. And for Franklin, number 2. And for Bowling Green, number 3. And we have a timeout on the floor with 2:11 to go in this ball game. Second round of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. It's McCracken County 41, Bowling Green 35. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turflin for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you?
We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Carl Nathan courtside in the Bowling Green huddle of head coach Calvin Head with his team, 6 points down, 2:11 to go. Talking defense, talking pressure, talking trap. They've got 3 team fouls. They've still got 1 to give before they go into the shooting situation for McCracken County. Back to you, Chuck.
41-35 with 2:11 to play, and McCracken with the lead in the ball. Skaggs, right hash, front side inbound as official waved her down the sideline now a little bit. Skaggs throws it to the backcourt to Johnson, running back for it. Now she's double-team trapped. Left hash to Hughes between the circles to Buchanan. A quick foul by Bowling Green against Hughes, and that will go against Alexander.
Yeah, that's exactly what Coach Calvin Head wanted, is to be able to foul quickly and try to get to that fifth foul so they can go to the free throw line.
Fourth for Bowling Green, fourth on Alexander. Inbound again to the backcourt. Johnson controls. Two defenders after her. Left wing Skaggs at the side. Out to the hash. Bounces it to Hughes. Turns around Franklin, who bumps her. And not a lot of contact there, but Franklin will be whistled for her third foul. And that is number five on Bowling Green, meaning McCracken goes into the bonus. It will be Ava Hughes line right. Hughes looks up for the first one, fires it, rims off, no good. Hughes with 4 points in the game.
Looks like Laser Bowling is set to check back in for McCracken County, and number four, Riley Campbell, is back in the game.
41-35, Hughes with the second free throw. Fires it up and hits it. She now has 5 points. 42-35, McCracken County. Works the offense. Franklin toward the right hash. Across to Alexander at the left hash. 2-3 zone. She'll angle in. Got between a couple of defenders with a scoop. It rolls off the heel of the iron. No good. Buchanan the rebound, but a player draped over her back from Bowling Green, and a foul on the Purples.
I believe that was number 10, Smiley, going over the back.
Fourth foul on Smiley, and we'll go down to the other end with Buchanan to shoot two. Mickey Buchanan. In this ball game, 10 points, all in the first half. Has not shot a free throw in this game yet. She's really good from the line, 84%. Tosses the first one up with the right hand and hits it. Skaggs back in for Bolin from McCracken County with 1:42 left to go. The Lady Mustangs lead by 8. Buchanan will try to add to that. Looks, fires, hits. Mission accomplished. 44-35, McCracken County. Bowling Green offensive end. Left wing Franklin on the dribble on Hughes and back out to Smiley between the circles. Over it goes to Alexander. Moves in. High left Smiley. A bounce and back out. Alexander being chased. Near side Smiley in the left corner. Franklin down the baseline. Eurostep got to the goal. Missed the left hand shot. Got her own rebound. Put back, yes. And she drew a foul. Boy, she really fought for that basket.
She did. That was a lot of grit and determination, and she just imposed her will.
Didn't catch who the foul was on. Looks like Buchanan, her second. Both teams are in the bonus as trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Line left is Franklin. Missed the free throw. Rebound. Buchanan, as she goes down, she got the ball somehow to Johnson. Alexander backs up on defense with her teammates. Now we've got a foul on Potter at the other end on Buchanan. Second foul on Potter. 44-37, McCracken County with 1:11 to go. Buchanan back to the free throw line. Just made two. We'll have two more tries right here. She'll launch the first one up. Kicks out, no good. Alexander returns for Wardlow or Bowling Green. Bowling in for McCracken. Cannon, a big deep breath as she sets up for the second free throw. Squats down, shoots, and she'll rattle it down good. 45-37, McCracken County, 108 to go. Left wing Franklin plays it down against the 2-3 zone. Angles in, nearly carried it to the baseline. Scoop, miss, whistle, foul.
That's one thing Alexander does, is she does an outstanding job being able to penetrate into the zone.
Third foul on Reagan Hill.
This is where Bowling Green has got to capitalize on their free throws.
Franklin at the line. The lefty with two shots. First one, the heel of the iron. It kicks away, no good. Skaggs back in for McCracken. Wardlow returns for Bowling Green. 1:02 left to go. Franklin, 1 of 4 at the line. 7 points. Another free throw for her is in the air, and this time it's nothing but net. And a timeout, Bowling Green with 1:02 showing on the game clock. Purple's down by 7. Coach Calvin Head trying to draw something up to help his team close out that deficit and maybe win this game. 1:02 to go, 45-38, McCracken County over Bowling Green. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey there, this is Melissa Jenkins, biology teacher at Round County Senior High School and the Kentucky Education Association's Teacher of the Year. The only thing cooler than making my students excited about biology is being able to make a difference in their lives that will last long after they leave school. The fact is, all educators are difference makers. Show them you value them. Go to KEA.org and nominate them for KEA's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. Trust me, a little recognition makes a big difference.
Well, there's 1 minute and 2 seconds left to play in this second round girls Sweet 16 game between McCracken County and Bowling Green. Let's go down to Carl.
Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report in the Bowling Green huddle. Of course, talking defense, but offensively, Calvin Head said, hey, we can't pass up any open shots. And we've got to all hit the boards, get the rebounds, get the ball.
Full court pressure, Bowling Green. Johnson trapped at the baseline after the inbound. Got it back to the inbounder, Buchanan. Buchanan looking for help, spinning, looking, and she's fouled by either Franklin or Potter. Take your pick, and it's Potter with her third. Check out her fourth. And Buchanan back to the line. She's done a lot of work there in the last few minutes. Buchanan, 3 of 4 at the line. First one up. Nope. Missed it long. 13 points for Mickey Buchanan, though, in this game. Alexander back in for Bowling Green.
As a team, they have only missed 3 foul shots the whole night, but they are 14 for 17.
Buchanan with the second one. That will spin out, no good. Potter aboard for Bowling Green to Alexander. Left sideline coming back, Campbell. Campbell straight away. Coach Head is urging his team to get a shot. Campbell has it left side to fire a three. Oh. Bottom of the iron, no. Rebound, McCracken County. Johnson races up the left sideline to the offensive end of the floor. Spins away from Campbell with 33 seconds to go. Goes it. Throws it over to the left hash and Buchanan. Jump feed back between the circles. Hughes, 25 seconds to go. Right sideline, Skaggs, and she's finally fouled. Or did we get a timeout? McCracken
yes.
County, we did.
I believe the coaches are going to call a timeout to kind of empty the bench to be able to get some players in.
With 22.2 seconds to go, full timeout. Bowling Green with one timeout left. Same thing for McCracken County, which Coach Scott Civil just took his next to last one. McCracken trying to advance into a matchup tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. The winner of this game will take on either Butler or Franklin County. They're playing this afternoon's other contest. Tonight, it's Sacred Heart against Bethlehem and Cooper against Henderson. A low-scoring game. This has been kind of a low-scoring tournament, though.
Yeah, kind of has. But as I said, I anticipated that because of, you know, the defense and then, you know, this is the extra passes that they've been having to make to try to find a gap in the defense.
Let's see who comes in for
I guess they
McCracken
did not make
County.
Any substitutions. I was kind of surprised about that.
No, it doesn't look like it either way. No
Both
substitutions.
Sides.
With 22 seconds to play, Skaggs will inbound near sideline. Offensive end for McCracken County. Man-to-man for Bowling Green all over the floor. Now they'll back off on the inbounder, Skaggs, and send Campbell over to help guard Claire Johnson. The other defender will be Chloe Potter. Skaggs looking. Gets it down the right wing to Buchanan. And fouled by Franklin on a push. I think that's it for Franklin. Yep, her fifth foul. She'll have to come out. Wardlow will come in for her. Buchanan back to the free throw line. Nikki Buchanan. 13 points today, 3 of 6 at the line, 4 of 10 from the field. Also a couple of three-point buckets, 8 rebounds. First free throw up and in.
Nikki Buchanan, she is just a workhorse. I really like her style, her play, and she just does all the dirty work on the team, so to speak.
Very solid player. Yes. Here's her second charity toss. It's also good. Now Boland will come in. Skaggs out for McCracken with 18.8 seconds to go. The lead at 9 for McCracken County. Bowling Green will have Smiley inbounding with Boland. Some backcourt pressure. Rolls it up the right sideline to Alexander around Hughes. And now Boland back to the line and Wardlow. Near side, Alexander. She'll launch the three.
Wow. Cannon. It's like Calvin Head's going to eat up his last time out. That was a nice shot.
Sure was from the wing. 8.9 seconds to go, 47-41. McCracken by 6. Well, stranger things have happened. As checking in, well, let's go down to Carl.
Sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel. I was just thinking, the old days before the three-point shot, this ball game basically is over. But 8.9 seconds... You get a steal, a three-pointer, get another steal, a three. I mean, it's unlikely, but it's possible. Otherwise, this game would be virtually in the books.
Right.
But the three-point shot that came along has just changed the game of basketball and has brought a lot of good shorter players who can shoot back into having a chance to play high school and college and even pro basketball.
Yeah, it's really changed the strategy of basketball. That rule came about because of the old ABA. Back in the 60s.
Yeah, also, it looks like for Bowling Green, number 24, Maddie Davenport checks in for the first time.
She's a freshman. McCracken will inbound. Baseline left with 8.9 seconds to go. Ahead by 6. Mickey Buchanan. Skaggs came in for McCracken also during that break. Bowling Green, full court pressure. As you might guess. They got the ball to Johnson as she runs away from two purples. Spins back on Potter. 4 seconds to go to Buchanan. 2 seconds to go across the line. She comes. Spinning to her right, and the ball game's over. And McCracken County advances into the semifinals of this year's Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. With a victory over Bowling Green this afternoon. Final score, 47-41. The Lady Mustangs now 31-5 on the year. Bowling Green, Coach Calvin Head's ball club ends up with a fine record of 24-11. As we move on down to the floor in just a moment, Carl Nathy awaiting our player of the game very patiently, as he always does. And let's go to Carl.
Thanks, Chuck. Our Blue Oval electrifying player of the game is Claire Johnson of McCracken County. Unofficially, 16 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds. You guys got the job done. You're headed to the semifinals. What does it mean?
Oh, it means everything. We got here last year, and I know how fun it was. I wanted to bring my team back, and we did. I'm so proud of us.
What do you got to do besides rest it up? You're going to have to play potentially 2 games tomorrow.
Just leave it all on the floor. Don't take any moment for granted. Give it everything we got in the first game. If we get to the championship, do the same there.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Claire Johnson, and that is our electrifying player of the game, presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at blueovalsk.com. Final score, McCracken County 47, Bowling Green 41. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-train building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is the home of a nurturing and dynamic learning environment. From the day our students enter our preschool to the day they walk across the stage as proud graduates, we do what it takes to foster leadership and lifelong learning. Clark County Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
And once again, the final score in this quarterfinal round contest of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16, McCracken County 47, Bowling Green 41. I'm Chuck Moraz with Julie Muntz. Our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the game is McCracken County's Mickey Buchanan. The 5'11 senior pulled down 8 boards in the contest. Did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. 47-41, McCracken County over Bowling Green. We'll come back on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811. So you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free, and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart, it's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare. The power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Once again, McCracken County advances into the semifinals of this year's Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 with a 47-41 win over Bowling Green. Let's go ahead and look at some of the numbers while we await McCracken coach Scott Sibbles down in the media area. He's out on the floor, as a matter of fact, right now, so we won't hear from him for a few minutes. So let's take a look at the numbers. As we're just handed the official stats for this contest, McCracken jumped out to an 11-8 first quarter lead and never trailed from there, winning by 6, 47-41. Bowling Green never led in this contest. First of all, for 24-10 Bowling Green, their numbers look like this. It was Natasha Alexander with 13 points to lead the way. Every other Purples player in single digits. Matea Wardlow had 9, 8 points. Josiah Franklin, 6 points for Katie Smiley, 5 points for Riley Campbell. Chloe Potter, Ja'Kiah Mitchell, Maddie Davenport, and Anaya Smith got on the floor but did not put up a point. Bowling Green, 14 of 35 from the field, 40%, 5 of 13 outside the 3-point arc. And from the free throw line, 8 of 15, just over 53%. The Purples out-rebounded by McCracken, 21-16. They had 4 offensive rebounds. Their top rebounders were Potter and Wardlow, each with 4. Bowling Green, handing out 6 assists in the ball game, turned it over 11 times, had 3 blocks and 7 steals, 3 of those steals coming from Alexander. Moving over to the McCracken side of the ledger, 2 players in double figures. Our player of the game, Claire Johnson, had 16 points. 15 points for Mickey Buchanan. 9 points for Jaden Skaggs. 5 points for Ava Hughes. Reagan Hill with 2. And Laser Bolin played 10 minutes but did not score. McCracken County, 13 of 28 from the field. That factors out to just above 46%, 5 of 11 from three-point range. That's nice long-distance shooting. That's 45.5%. And from the free-throw line, they connected on 16 of 20 opportunities. That's 80%. Again, McCracken won the rebounding battle, 21-16. The Lady Mustangs with only 3 offensive rebounds. Their top rebounder was Mickey Buchanan with 8. Claire Johnson had 5. They also passed out 10 assists in the ball game. 5 by Johnson, had 10 turnovers, 2 block shots, 1 apiece. Hill and Skaggs, 6 steals in the game. 3 of those steals by Claire Johnson. Let's go ahead and step aside. Again, McCracken beats Bowling Green 47-41. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say It's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
Welcome back to Rupp Arena and the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. McCracken County advances out of the quarterfinals with a 47-40 win over Bowling Green right now. We're awaiting Scott Sibbles, the McCracken County head coach, and here he is.
Great game. We knew they were going to be a tough matchup for us. We played them twice this year and split with them. Calvin does an incredible job with his team in preparation. I think Mickey got off to a really good start for us offensively. Claire was very, very steady the entire game. Just very impressed with Jade, and her threes were crucial for us down the stretch, and she made some big plays for us, and we held on. So we're just so ecstatic to be back in the Final Four. You know, going back-to-back years to be back here, it's an amazing feat for us, and we have three incredible seniors that are up here that have been through some great wins for us the last 3 years. So their calmness down the stretch. We got some defensive stops. Defense has been our calling card in this tournament so far.
And once again, that's McCracken head coach Scott Sibbles. His team victorious today, knocking off Bowling Green to head to the semifinals by a score of 47-41. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com, by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Julie Munz provided analysis and color. Carl Nathy hosted the broadcast and reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are executive producers and on-site coordinators. Our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Chuck Morales, who brought you the play-by-play. Again, the final score, McCracken County 47, Bowling Green 41. So long from Rupp Arena. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.